Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is a very interesting story, right? So it involves the Beatles,
yeah,
and Apple, right?
2 things you may know.
A 30 year court case between the Beatles and Apple.
Right.
Crazy. So the Beatles, right, in mid 70s.
1978.
Well, I think before that, they started a company called Apple Corp,
mm-hmm.
right? Apple Corp was a holding company. It had a couple different uses, but the main thing, it was like their in-house record label,
mm-hmm.
right? They did, I don't know why they decided to name Apple, but that was the name, Apple Corp.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So in 1977, George Harrison, you know who George Harrison is?
The Beatle, of course.
Well, nobody really knows him. He's the Beatle that you never heard of, right? Most people never heard of him. So it's ironic because nobody's heard of him. And he heard of a company that nobody's heard of that's just started out in 1977 around that time called Apple Inc.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, okay, this is pretty interesting. There's a company called Apple, right? So he goes to Apple Corp, the Beatles company, and he tells them about a company called Apple Inc., right? So the Beatles, Apple Corp, sues Apple Inc. because they're using the trademark name Apple.
Mm-hmm.
They already trademarked the name Apple. You can't use it. So in 1981, they settled a lawsuit for $80,000.
Yeah.
Right. Now, the interesting thing is that part of the settlement is that Apple Corp, the Beatles company, agreed to never go into the computer business.
Yeah.
Apple Inc., Steve Jobs' company, agreed to never go into the music business.
Yeah. We're calling it the stay in your lane clause.
Stay in your lane. They could both use Apple,
yeah,
but they have to stay in their lane.
Stay in your lane.
Okay, so it's going pretty good for a couple years. And then 1986, Apple comes out with Musical Instrument Digital Interface, mm-hmm. right?
MIDI.
Yes.
That was good.
So you want to talk about that?
No.
Okay. So I can briefly touch on it for those who are not in. So that's just a sound chip in a computer. So this is before, you got to think, we're thinking 80s now. Mm-hmm. So like this is like, computers, they're not even in color. It's just like the green typing. So he's putting a sound chip in the computer. They're looking at it like, wait, sound? That could be music.
It could mm-hmm. be music. It's about to say something?
I was going to say, I think it also allowed them to, the computers to communicate with musical
instruments. Yes, it did. So it allowed that. It's kind of like the beginning stages of putting music on a computer. So he said, wait. You not so fast. You promised not to do this.
This is our lane.
Oh, you broke your promise. So now they sued him again, right? 1986, they sued him. So in 1991, they settled for $26 million, right? But they did something that was very petty at the time. So they the 1991 Macintosh Alert, the name is Sumo, and it's pronounced Sosumi.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a kind of like, you know,
yeah. play on.
And it predicts what's going to happen in the future, yeah. right? Like saying like, assume.
Yeah, so mm-hmm. That was part of the sampling of sound on the operating system. So like they had a new operating system. Now you can sample sound. Again, that sounds like music.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to sue.
Yeah. No. Yeah. So then this is where the big case comes in, right?
Yeah.
2003, the launch of iTunes. So they just said, okay, we're not even going to play around anymore. We're going yeah. into music business.
Right.
Sue me. Too much money out here not to be yeah. get. We're not going to be stopped by the Beatles,
yeah.
right? So they go into full fledged with iTunes. So of course, Apple Corp, the Beatle company, yeah. sues them, right?
But they sued them this time because of the logo. So like their logo is an actual green apple, And the iTunes logo was an apple that had like a little piece bitten out of it. So it was like, wait, that looks like our logo.
Mm-hmm. Partially the logo, but also the music as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but that case lasted to 2007. And Apple actually won that case.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So now Apple Inc. owns the trademarks to Apple. Right? But they licensed out a certain, you know, they licensed out trademarks back to Apple Corp.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody really knows the terms of the deal, but it said that they settled for $500 million.
Mm-hmm.
So Apple Inc. paid Apple Corp. $500 million.
Right.
And they finally were done with it after 30 years.
Yeah.
And it's ironic because now the Beatles, when Steve Jobs, he was a big Beatles fan, right?
Huge.
And he was disappointed that they couldn't get the Beatles on iTunes because of this 30-year case, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So now, when I think it was his 2007 speech.
Right, his keynote address in 2007, he intros it by coming into the Beatles music.
Yeah.
So the crowd is like, oh, wait, we're about to get Beatles music.
He has Paul McCartney
right.
playing
February 2007, they settle. And they release Beatles music, but as a solo artist. So George Harrison's solo music, John Lennon, Paul McCartney. I don't think Ringo had an album. Did Ringo have an album? I don't know. He might. I don't know. So their solo catalogs were released.
Okay.
And then 3 years later in 2010, I believe, November 2010, the Beatles catalog comes to iTunes, which is like a big moment because that catalog is ridiculous.
You know, Michael Jackson owned the Beatles catalog at one point.
ATV. Yes. Sony mm-hmm. ATV, yeah. Yeah.
It's another conversation. So, why are we telling you a story? Because it's interesting, A, and also it is highlights the power of trademarks, right? So the Beatles made almost $600 million. They made, between the three cases, they made $529 million, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of by accident because they just randomly picked the name Apple, I'm pretty
right.
sure, right?
Yeah.
And they didn't really have any intentions of Apple Corp to like be a multi-billion dollar company.
Yeah.
It was like their in-house thing, right?
Yeah, I'm not sure what music came out on Apple Records.
I don't think any music came out
no.
from them.
I think they just ended up owning all the Beatles music.
Yeah.
And like you said, they had other businesses underneath there, like tax shelter to try to protect their...
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
So just from having the luck of the draw and picking and picking a good name,
right.
yeah.
but more importantly than picking a good name, they trademarked the name,
right?
Because they could have picked the name and then didn't trademark. So how many businesses and companies, and we going back to the Fortnite thing,
where
we have good ideas, but that one step changes the dynamic. $500
Absolutely.
Million.
Yeah.
Right? So people say a lot of times, it's like, well, it's expensive to trademark or I don't have the money.
Yeah.
Well, you either spend $500 to trademark or $500 million.
Look what it could do.
That you could have gotten if you did trademark
right.
it,
yeah,
right?
I think like that's what we saw, like 50 did that. When he started that Get the Strap campaign, it was like, wait, oh, people really like this. Oh, I'm trademarking this.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is mine.
Yeah.
No,
if somebody want to use it, then they got to pay.
They got to pay now.
Yeah.
Going back to Cameron, he's notorious for that.
Oh.
He trademarks everything. Remember when him and Jim Jones had the riff?
You know what? That's a sad story.
They rectified it.
Yeah, it was over Bird Gang.
He trademarked Bird Gang.
Just in case.
Yes.
Just in case.
So if anybody's a Diplomat fan, you know what Bird Gang is.
Anybody
right?
from the early 2000s.
So it was like something
you know.
That they were just saying. It was like, it wasn't like an official thing because they were Dipset, Diplomats.
Right.
Then the Bird Gang was like just something that they just came up with, right? But then Jim Jones actually had a crew, like a offset of Dipset that he was calling Bird Gang, right?
Yeah.
I think he had Bird Gang Records and all. He was going full fledged with this.
Right.
And Cameron, without actually notifying him,
catches wind of it,
trademarks the name. So,
genius.
He's no longer allowed to use Bird Gang unless he pays Cameron.
That's what friends are for, right?
Exactly. When you see I have something of value.
It's also rumored that he trademarked Jelly Fam.
That's, yeah, recently.
I'm not sure if that's true or not.
Yeah, shout out to Jelly Fam. He just actually transferred from Minnesota.
Where is he going?
I don't know yet. He just left. He did 2 years at Minnesota, and now he's transferring.
Isaiah Washington, if anybody's not a basketball fan,
New York City
streetball legend. Not even a streetball legend.
Just a
legend.
St. Raymond's New
basketball,
York City basketball
legend. Who he had a crew called Jelly Fam.
Yeah,
huge.
Trademarked by the move, man. That layup, that open finger roll layup.
Yeah. Well, people might not be basketball fans, but I heard that Cameron, because the interesting thing about that, so the kid was in high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he created a huge buzz for himself in high school, like all throughout the city. Then it went national. Now with social media, it went all over the world where you got kids saying Jelly Fam. It's like a finger roll. And it's like, it just went viral. So then Nike started printing up shirts
with the Jelly Fam shirts, right?
Yeah, of course. And of course, he's not getting paid for. He's in high school.
Yeah. Right. I think Nike might be a sponsor for St. Raymond's. So like they felt like we had a connection. He plays for St. Raymond's.
Yeah, but he came up with the idea.
I know it's his idea. Right.
So it's all going back to Apple, right?
Right.
Whereas we can relate this on small level. Like that's a perfect example of Jelly Fam, right? I don't know the rules if he could actually trademark it or not since he's in high school and his rules against the basketball players, but long story short, Nike did that and they made money off of it.
Right.
Right? So
and if he didn't protect it, then he can't really do nothing to police against it.
Now it's too late.
Now it's too late. Well, if they didn't protect it, he could still protect it. And then they would still have to pay him for using it if they're still continuing to make money off of it.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
But if you don't protect it, then you have no way of really so what registration does, it allows you to basically sue and be able to recover. So like with the Fortnite case, how they had to pull out of the case because they didn't copyright anything.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, the government's like, or the federal court is like, well, if you didn't copyright it, then you can't police against it. So you need to go do that. And so they pulled out. But if they do, or if they are successful with their copyright, then they'll be able to sue them for the infringement.
You see like... celebrities are doing that, like when they have children now.
Yeah,
it's like the first thing they do is, I'm copyrighting that name.
I think Blue Ivy.
Yeah.
But they lost that because there was a vet planning company called Blue Ivy. And they were like, they're still fighting it though. Yeah.
They're still fighting it. There's an event planner. She has a company named Blue Ivy. Yeah. And so, you know, Beyonce's a beast with her. with her trademark game. She has her own company that just has her trademarks, and that's the best way to do it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. The power of trademarks, you have to understand the law, people. It's one thing to play the game. It's another thing to play the game smart and efficiently.
Right.
You don't have to be the smartest player to win.
Right.
But you have to know who to work with, who to contact, and you have to know opportunities when you see it.
Right.
And I'm sure these guys that made these dances up before, they never knew. They just doing it on their neighbor. Especially Carlton Banks, I don't know. That's
He been doing that for 20 years. Shame on him.
But the Millie Rock, and this is, they just doing it in their community. Like they're not thinking this is going to go viral to the world.
Right.
But you never know.
Well, they got the knowledge now. Now you got the knowledge.
Now you have the knowledge. Yeah. So, Well, we'll see.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.